I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, Prose. Prose is the custom beauty brand that is all over your feed. I had been wanting to try them for so long. And when I tell you guys that I put on my Instagram story that they were going to be sponsoring the podcast, I got so many genuine organic responses from my following of people being like, oh my God, I love Prose. I've been using it for years. So don't even just take it from me, but take it from the genuine people that reached out agreeing with me about how much they love Prose. And when Prose says custom, they actually mean it. Each and every bottle of Prose custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique blend of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. One of the coolest parts of the questionnaire that I thought was they literally asked me about my location and my zip code so that they could understand how hard the water is here, what the UV index is like, if it's cold, if it's dry, and all of that goes into these truly personalized products. Prose even did a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised controlled clinical study, aka the gold standard in research studies, and Prose proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. So try it for yourself and get your healthiest hair in 30 days or your money back. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering the Arty Friends listeners an exclusive trial offer so that you can see the difference custom care can make. 50% off your first subscription order at prose.com/artyfriends. That's prose.com/artyfriends for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. prose.com/artyfriends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Arty Friends podcast. This is Allison.
And this is Kara.
Today we're going to be talking about fall favorites. Some of our current favorite things to do as we did this first part last year, October 2021. So you guys can go listen to that too. I would say mostly from what we said last year, I'm still channeling most of those things, but I have added some new things to my fall palette.
I also have some new ones in there as well. So I'm excited to share those.
Yay. But first, catching up, then our peaks, and then we'll dive into the fall favorites. We've actually had, both of us, I think, a pretty exciting 2 weeks, so we kind of have a lot to catch up on.
Yes, very eventful. We've both been running around like crazy. I know for me, I just got back literally last night at 2 a.m. from the past 10 days traveling for work. So I had probably one of the most exciting work trips of the year. We did a national parks tourism video. So we went to Bryce Canyon, Zion National Park, which actually is pronounced Zion, like lion. A little fun fact there. Mm. Definitely was corrected by some locals, which I did know that actually, because I did go to Zion 2 years ago. And my friend has a friend who's a local and he's like, it's Zion like lion. But when you say Zion, then people correct you, like saying, no, it's Zion. But it's like, no, actually you're wrong. I'm right. So I never know which one to do, but there you go. A little fun fact, it's Zion. Lake Powell in Page, Arizona, in the Grand Canyon. So I'm exhausted, but truly it was the best week ever. I think that's probably one of the last Brand USA, Visit the USA work shoots I'll do this year. So that was just like the best one to go out with, end with, because all of those places are just so gorgeous. And if you haven't made it out to those national parks, I highly recommend. That was my first time seeing Bryce Canyon, which is just like these hoodoos is what they're called. They're these big rock structures and it's just the prettiest orange. We shot a lot of it at sunrise and sunset. So like the sun was coming in through the canyon. I mean, truly just spectacular. And same with the Grand Canyon. I feel like, I don't know. I never really knew what to expect. Like, I think I just thought it was like a big hole in the ground. I don't know, but it was very cool. And what made it even cooler is that we filmed the most awesome talent ever. His name is Mitch Joint. We flew him in from New Zealand. And he has just the coolest story. At age 18, he lost one of his legs in a tree arbor accident. He used to be an arborist and accidentally got his leg cut in a wood chipper. So he lost his leg, but has the best outlook on it all. And just something that was like really devastating, can be very devastating to a lot of people. He's just taken it and became a para athlete and is training now for the Paralympics. And he's the fourth best sprinter in the 200 meter running, like track and field for para athletes. So he's planning to hopefully go to the Paralympics. So I'm very excited for him. And yeah, it was just so cool to film not only just the most gorgeous scenery with a great crew, but just also have like an amazing talent who really inspired us all. And like one of the things he was saying is, because we do like an interview, we do like a voiceover interview, and he was just like, there's literally nothing you can't do. Your mentality is 100% of all of the physical things that you do in life, because he's like, there's nothing that sets me back. Like I'm literally missing like a leg, but there's nothing I can't do. And it said that the whole thing just gave him a lot of purpose in life. And I just loved his story. And we all ended up as really good friends afterwards. And I really hope I can go out and visit him and his wife in New Zealand, because that's just how close we all became. So it was a great week.
Oh, that's so wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
This week I found Tim on TikTok too. He was born with no legs and no left arm. Have you seen him?
Mm-mm.
Kind of similar to what you were saying, not training to become a para athlete by any means, but he has this huge following, all these videos. He literally like, he calls it waddling on the treadmill. Like he runs with neither legs and he can still like put his Apple Watch on and everything. And he has the most charismatic demeanor and kind spirit. And I was watching his videos and I was like, what can I even complain about with my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, of course we all have our things, but when you see someone like that still being so happy, it really puts into perspective the things that we just take for granted, like literally our legs on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis.
Yeah. And I loved everything that he did and all the stories he was sharing. I'm just, yeah, so excited to see where his coming races and his coming racing career takes him. So I just love my job that I get to get connected to just like the coolest people. Now I have a connection in New Zealand and I don't know, just very lucky to document awesome stories and just beautiful places.
Do you feel like this trip was a little less stressful being in more nature areas instead of like in big cities?
Yes, definitely. Because typically for shooting in urban cities, the places that we're shooting are like breweries and restaurants and museums. It's like coordinating with that marketing director and then like their welcome team, and like you have to check it at the lobby and like everyone has to know what's going on. But when we're at the national parks, you can just like show up and film them. So that is really nice and way less stressful. I think we had only coordinated with like a couple tour companies and everything else was just like shoot nature, just go whenever you want. There's no, you know, checking in with people and stuff. So that was very nice.
I mean, that kind of makes a good general travel tip too. Like when you go to cities, sometimes you got to be more on it. Like, are we going to make a dinner reservation? Mm-hmm. Are these places within walking distance to our hotel? How do we use the public transportation? But when you do more nature-oriented trips, it's just kind of like you can go at your own pace. You can do whatever you want to do. It's just open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you just need to have a few hikes in mind. Maybe if you have something, you know, you for sure want to see a sunset spot, like make sure you just research where to watch a sunset. We kept having people ask us, like, they like, because I guess we looked like we knew what we were doing. People were like following our film crew in Zion. Like at one point, like we like got all our cameras and like we were driving to this one spot and this like car was like following us. And it was just funny because I'm like, oh my God, everyone thinks that we know what we're doing. We're like, we barely know what we're doing. But yeah, I think research is good, but you're so right. Like those kind of trips, you don't have to make dinner reservations or do all that stuff. It's just kind of like show up and enjoy nature.
And can we also talk about the helicopter ride over?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Cool. Okay. Yes. A few highlights in the trip for sure. One of them being the helicopter ride. We did a helicopter flight over the Grand Canyon, which is kind of like a known touristy thing. I think a lot of people do that experience. I highly recommend. It was very cool. Was a little dizzy, I will say. This man was just like flipping this thing around. I was like, oh my gosh, I did not expect to get a little disoriented, but it was very cool. And they do your seat on the helicopter by like your weight. And somehow I secured like the front row. I don't know. I think they just like take your, I don't even know. I'm not an aviation person, but I somehow got like a really good seat. So I was very excited about that.
And yeah. That's your second helicopter ride? Because you did one in New York?
Yeah, maybe third. I did one in Nebraska once, which is so funny.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that Nebraska was way better. That was the best one, right?
I know. That was like so sick. It was like $15. Maybe I shouldn't have done like a $15 helicopter ride in Nebraska. Did one in Nebraska. Yes. The one in New York was definitely the coolest because I did an open door helicopter ride once in New York City and you get to like stick your legs out, which is terrifying, but it's so cool. So yeah, I think that might have been my third. Maybe there wasn't one more, but yeah, no, I think everyone should ride in a helicopter at some point. Do it somewhere cool though. Like Grand Canyon, yes. New York, yes. You can skip out on like Nebraska. Like what are you seeing? Unless it's $15, then maybe do it. It's like, hey, then you can just say you've been on one. So
the closest I've got to was one of my old roommates. Her stepdad had like a private little plane.
Oh my gosh.
And so he just like parked it at the local airport, mm-hmm. I guess, if that's how that works. And it was only a 2-seater. So like him and I went up. But it's so weird. You're like, how is this thing flying? Like it's
no, it's weird.
Trippy.
I don't know if I've been in a small plane. That seems scary. Like scarier than a helicopter. Maybe not. Like a helicopter kind of just feels like you're in a car. I don't know, a small plane, that's like really scary.
Yeah, because if you start going down, that's it.
Yeah, that is actually just a little precaution. Helicopters are actually very dangerous. Like a lot of things can go wrong in a helicopter because I guess it's like they say that the physics of a helicopter does not make sense. Like the way that things are rotating, like it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So I'm actually going to not encourage anyone to take a helicopter ride. If you do that, it's on your own. Will, because it, yeah, those are like actually really scary. But a few other things. We hiked the Narrows. Absolutely loved. Highly recommend. That's in Zion National Park. It's where you like go through the canyon walls and you're like hiking on that river. Very cool. It was very busy. We got there like right at 7 a.m. and it was packed. So I don't know what my tip is. Maybe don't go on a Friday. We went on a Friday and it was so busy, but it's just so pretty. My other little highlight, which will also be my peak of the week of my trip, was staying at Under Canvas Lake Powell. If you guys don't know what the Under Canvas properties are, they're like these glamping sites where you get like a little tent and it's pretty bougie. It's a little bit of a splurge, but you get a tent and you get like your own bathroom and your own little area and it's just like glamping. But also just the people that stay at these places too, like there's like communal campfires, and the 2 times I've stayed at Under Canvas, I've just had the best time meeting really cool people and just sitting around the campfire with strangers and telling cool stories. So that was definitely the peak of my week because it's just such a lovely experience and you're surrounded by nature. There's no Wi-Fi. They really encourage you to disconnect, hang up and hang out. And yeah, they give you like free s'mores. There's just like a lot of nice amenities. Staff's amazing. They like drive you to your little tent. Yeah, service is 10 out of 10. So that was like one of my favorite things. But seriously, I just can't stop smiling about this trip because we just had such a good crew. It was like me, Hania, Chris, who was like one of my OG coworkers the last 3-4 years. And just like a few other people that just like made it so fun. And everyone was just so chill. Couldn't have asked for a better team.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay, so that was my update. Let me hear what's going on in your world.
All right. So last weekend, we did go to Clay's brother and his now wife's wedding.
Aww.
Which, rolling off of last week, we talked a lot with weddings, about weddings with McKenna.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like over the last 2 weeks, I've really been thinking about weddings and talking with Clay more about like what we want and don't want. So it's kind of fun to go, you know, to the wedding and be like, okay, love that. Or maybe that's not quite like us, but it was a nice wedding. I definitely feel like now we're going to start feeling the pressure because Clay's the youngest sibling and now his 3 older brothers are all married. So I feel like they got the spotlight and then now it's going to be like,
so when's it happening? Like what's going on? Wait, yeah. Something really funny about that. I posted that maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I put on my Instagram story, shot a friend's engagement photos tonight. It was really fun. And someone swiped up. They're like, was it Allison? I'm like,
oh,
well, what? We don't even live in the same city. So no, I meant to send you that. That was really funny. I was like, cute. Oh no, I guess everyone really wants to know.
No, I feel like my Instagram, literally people only care when I post on that app with Clay. Like they're everyone's just here for Clay. It's fine.
That's funny.
But yeah, so that weekend was definitely a lot for my introverted self because we had rehearsal dinner, then we had activities all day Saturday, activities all day Sunday. And when we were driving back, my car coolant light went off. And so I had an adulting moment where now I learned what antifreeze is and why your car needs it and how to buy it and put it in your car. I thought it was more complicated. It was kind of the same process as like going and getting windshield wiper fluid. Like went to O'Reilly's, told them what car I drove. We picked one out and then like popped the hood and put it in. But I was kind of scared. I was like, oh my God, because my little sensor went off. I was like, this better not be like a $500 fix. But no. So just a heads up. If anyone is looking at their engine and it's like going and getting hotter or the coolant light comes on, it's a quick fix if you get on top of it. And when I mean get on top of it, you have like 10 miles. So now I have some coolant in my trunk as well. But yeah, so then we did that, basically got back into town. And then the next day checked into the Cottonwood. It actually, I probably wouldn't have done this collaboration if it wasn't for the podcast, because one day when I was walking to come record, I stopped at the coffee shop and this kid who I used to live in a building with at my old building in Lincoln, he is now the GM at the restaurant at the Cottonwood. And he was like, hey, would you ever want to come do a stay at the hotel? Like, we'd love to have you. And I was like, oh my God, yes, perfect. I'm running late to come record, but like, let's email. So got it all set up with him. So that's good progress. Now I have 4 hotels done for the year. 5 is my goal. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 months, but hopefully I get another one. Yeah, they were so generous with us. And I'm urging you guys, when you're asking for things, we always say, you know, reach high. They were like, is there a room you had in mind? And I was like, oh, I think the suite would photograph the best. Like, I was honestly kind of joking, but it would photograph the best. And they're like, okay, perfect. Put us up on the top floor and like a really nice room. All the food was comped. I don't know. It was nice. And now I'm like definitely team staycation, because I had to run back to my apartment for something. It was no stress because I didn't have to worry about packing. I'm like, oh, I literally live like 5 minutes away. But you get the luxury of feeling like you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just walked across the street to yoga. So that was kind of nice. That was 3 days last week. And that was for my birthday, I guess. Yeah, my birthday was good. I did cry. Last year, did I say I didn't cry for the first time? I think I said that. That's when I was in Hawaii. And I said, I think I went through and had my first successful birthday without crying last year. But no, this year I cried. It's such a dumb reason, but I hope there's someone out there that agrees with me that birthdays can be low-key so stressful, because, or maybe it's a Libra thing. Just, I was like trying to do my day and like try to go to yoga and get my regular work stuff done and shoot and also try to reply to birthday messages, like, and put up content. And so by the time my mom came to pick me up for brunch, I just like cried. I was like, I'm so overwhelmed. I was like, it's good overwhelmed, but like, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
So she was like, you don't have to reply to people on your birthday. She's like, put your phone and do not disturb. You can reply to everyone tomorrow. She's like, no one is expecting you to reply today. And I was like, you're right. And I was like, but what about when people call? And she's like, you don't have to answer. It's your birthday. It's very nice of them to call. Thank them tomorrow. So I did that the rest of the day, and then it was so much better. I'm like, oh, I should have just led with that out of the gate.
Sometimes you just need your mom's advice.
I know. Mom to the rescue. But yeah, that was... it was good. Busy week. What happened after that? Oh, Clay and I are still doing 75 hard. Okay. Remember how you said there's no world in which you would fail? Okay. Well, I would say I failed, but I'm still doing it. But now my mindset is I wake up every day with the intention of doing 75 hard and do the best I can on all of the challenges or the boxes. But if I don't do all of them 110%, that's okay. For example, I've had some desserts, like on my birthday when they brought out all, they literally made me like 10, they had vegan cupcakes, this like creamy caramel thing, the chocolate thing. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Just like not eat this? That would be so rude. Mm-hmm. And like at the wedding, there was definitely a lot of treats too. So that was kind of the area that I've failed in. And on the wedding day, I had to do 2 walks outside. So I don't know. I've like still done it, but not by Andy's standards, but it's been going well.
Yay. So what are you at now? What day?
51.
I don't remember. I feel like last time you did 75 hard, it flew by, but this time I feel like it's just been going on for so long.
Yeah, you and me both.
You're like, you're telling me.
And doing it in a cooler month is definitely different, because like today, what is it? It's like 35 degrees out. It's chilly. And last time when I did it, I was done like the day before my birthday, because I wanted to be done before I went to Maui. So I like had it mapped out to be done in time. And so I just feel like in the summer, it's like easier to be more active. I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion, but for me it is.
No, for sure. Because it's just like, oh, go on a walk when it's 75 and sunny. Twist my arm.
Yes. Yeah. Or like, even if you have to do like yoga outside or like an outdoor workout, it's fun.
Yeah.
You're getting tan.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe when you can see your breath.
Yeah. It's different when you're sweating, but it's dry because it's cold outside. It's like drying your sweat instantly.
For sure. So yeah, that was all around. My peak would just be probably it being my birthday and getting lots of sweet messages. Always a good reminder that you're not alone in the world and that people love you and care for you. So if you're one of the people that said happy birthday, thank you very much.
Okay, awesome. Well, I think we can read your guys' peaks of the weeks. Carolyn said, road tripping from Michigan to Florida to snowbird for the winter. Okay, literal goals. Wow. Have a great trip and enjoy the nice weather this winter.
Christy said, habit stacking, listening to this podcast when I go to the gym have been so consistent. I'm finally reading Atomic Habits now, and I understand what she means by that. If you guys don't know habit stacking, definitely go look it up. It's really interesting. Good job, Christy.
Hillary said, arriving in Maui to enjoy the sun and create content for a small business I really believe in. That's so exciting. We're sending you all the best vibes with that business.
And Coralie said, realizing I got over a guy who wasn't good for me. Yay me. We love that for you. I'm glad that you figured it out sooner than later.
As always, send in your peaks of the week to our Instagram, Already Friends Podcast.
And now, fall favorites.
Yes, I think it's kind of going to be a little all over the place. I think we're both just have like a bunch of just different ideas and things that we were really channeling this fall. So if we kind of jump around, that's okay. That's the vibe.
Yeah. Just a squirrel brain out here today.
Yes. Well, speaking of squirrels, I think we can go ahead and say your first one that you wrote down.
Perfect. It's going hiking and to my local nature centers. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that I got my annual pass for Fontanelle Forest. Even if you aren't a local Omaha person, that's okay. I'm sure there is a nature center, a big park, something like that near you. And I just urge you to actually look up what's around you, because I have been living in Omaha for 20 some years now. And I knew of Fontanelle and Hitchcock and Neil Woods, but had never gone to them. Like, what was I doing? I don't know why it took me so long. And now that I go, I'm like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so quiet, the crunchy leaves. You can actually get a workout in hiking, step away from the city with only being like 10 minutes away. So I've been doing a lot of that, because with 75 hard, I'm not gonna lie, I don't do two full blown workouts every day. One is always a 45 minute walk outside. And you know, there's only so many streets in my neighborhood, and I have seen every single one. I know all the houses in the the 1 mile radius. So switching it up and going to these nature areas has been so nice.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't want to get in my car and drive to go walk somewhere, but I always know that I love it when I do it. So I feel like that's a good example of like, sometimes it is good to just drive 20 minutes, 30 minutes outside of where you always walk, where you always go to the park and do something different. I feel like it's very rewarding.
It is. And pick up like a hot coffee on the way there and then walk around with it. You can make it like a whole little moment.
That's definitely inspiring me to find something naturey in St. Louis, because there's a lot of out surrounding areas I feel like have something just like this and I haven't discovered it yet. So that's a really good one.
Thank you.
Okay, along those lines, something that I wrote down as a fun little fall activity is a beautiful cabin stay or like a fun little weekend, which kind of is channeling maybe that even that staycation energy you were just talking about. But one of my favorite fall things that I did, 2019, we stayed in like this cabin in Helen, Georgia for work for a couple days. And it was just surrounded by all the full foliage. There was a hot tub. There were hikes everywhere. And I just love that. And I hope maybe that I can do something like that this year. It's actually kind of surprising on Airbnb or a lot of these VRBO and stuff. There are little cabins, like I feel like all over now. They're like either shipping containers converted or little A-frames. I saw one of my friends just went to one, like a little, maybe like an hour or something outside of Chicago. And just, it's such a great escape. So if you can plan a little fall foliage trip in a fun cabin or a fun shipping container, that's definitely the vibe. Like I am loving that.
Oh, that'd be so cute to do with like a few friends or like a double, you and your partner and then like another couple.
Mm-hmm. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, this is giving me flashbacks to last fall when Clay and I went to Buena Vista. Anyone's near the Colorado area, I'm so jealous of you that you just get to go do this stuff like on the weekends right now. But that area was so pretty this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. If you live in Colorado, I'm very jealous, because like Colorado right now is just like the best. The air is so fresh. It's like cold. You get, or put a little flannel on oh my gosh, like the best vibes.
Yeah. Being there, being cold is different than being cold in Nebraska or Missouri.
Yeah.
Like there, I'm like, this is acceptable. There's things to look at. It's aesthetic. It matches. Mm-hmm. But when it's cold here, I'm like, why is it cold?
And it's like gray and there's like no mountains or anything cool. It's just like, I'm cold walking into Target. Like there, it's like literally. I'm cold walking into like a ski town or like something really beautiful.
Yeah. Totally different.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug and play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point of sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're taking a quick break from this episode to introduce one of our sponsors, Fight Camp. I recently shared with you guys my new interest in boxing, and if you've been curious to try boxing as well, but want to do it from the comfort of your own home, then Fight Camp is the perfect solution. Fight Camp is interactive at-home boxing that allows you to elevate your at-home workout experience.
You can explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teaching proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp has live punching counting stats that motivate you by continuing every punch throughout your workout and pushing you to meet goals with each round. So their gloves actually have built-in sensors that track every single punch, giving you an accurate look at your workout. As you progress with your workouts, you'll unlock achievements and you can go head-to-head against other members, whether they're across the country or even across the living room.
One of the best things about Fight Camp is that it makes boxing accessible to everyone. We all know that some gyms can feel a little intimidating and it can take a lot of discipline to get outside during these upcoming colder months. No matter your fitness level, age, or experience, Fight Camp has workouts for you.
Fight Camp is like the Peloton for boxing. You use their equipment at home. It tracks your achievements, tracks your punches to create a full picture of your workout. Join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start at just $99, and they even offer some great financing options so that you can get started for as low as $9 a month. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/alreadyfriends to learn more. Again, that's fightcamp.com/alreadyfriends.
Happy boxing. My next one is going into actual bookstores again with doing 75 hard. I feel like I keep saying that, but that's like, if you decide to do 75 hard or you've done it, you know, it like kind of takes over your life. So I've been reading a lot. For me, that's probably the easiest category of 75 hard now. I just used to love to read when I was a kid and in middle school. Then when I got into college, when you have to read so much for like textbooks and research papers, I kind of fell off of like reading for myself, but now I'm back to it. I just love to read. And I've been trying to make a little pre-bedtime routine of making hot tea on the kettle, having my hot tea while I read. It's just such a vibe this time of year. Mm-hmm. I love it. I reread The Mountain Is You. That's just one of those, each time you read it, you're like, oh, something else resonates. Keep Sharp by Sanjay Gupta. And then the two books I picked up last weekend at the local bookstore in Des Moines were Atomic Habits and Be Water, My Friend, which is like by Bruce Lee's daughter. Mm-hmm. So he was a kung fu guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people know him, but yeah. reading, bookstores, and just a reminder, you know, with the holidays coming up, one, bookstores are just like a fun free activity. Like go get your little coffee, put your scarf on, grab your friend and like go into a bookstore. There's nothing like just like smelling actual pages. So different than just clicking on Amazon and like shipping it to someone for a holiday gift. It's not the same experience. And if we all want to have bookstores, we got to actually buy from them.
Yeah. That's like me and Connor's favorite activity. When we travel every single year, when we go to the beach, it's like, okay, what book are we going to get from Sundog, like the bookstore in Seaside? So yeah, that's really fun. Also, I know we just said support local, but if you get a chance, go walk through Barnes & Noble. That smell like reminds me of my childhood. And I just like went to Barnes & Noble for the first time a few weeks ago. It smells so good in there. When you said smell, I thought of that.
Mm. I mean, Barnes & Noble is still better than ordering from Amazon.
Okay, so good. Yeah.
I saw this really sad Facebook post of like the banned literature section like Barnes & Noble did. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the tea on that?
No.
There's all these books that are banned. It's like not even bad books. Uh-huh. Like for the most ridiculous reasons. So Barnes & Noble made a display of like the banned books. They're like joking. And this person shared a picture of that. And then they're like, okay, if you guys want to buy these books, here's the link to all of them on my Amazon storefront. And everyone was like, what are you doing? Why would you not link Barnes & Noble? Like it just makes no sense. Like you're literally just trying to profit off of Barnes & Noble's like good deed, but whatever.
People are funny. I've seen the banned book like setups at other bookstores and I think it's always funny. Yeah, because I know, what's the one we had to all read?
Oh, like, so many of them that we all had to read.
Why? Book. It's like very iconic. Why am I forgetting it? Catcher in the Rye? Was that banned? There's one that's like a classic.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Thank you. I think that's on the banned books list.
Oh yeah, so it was The Catcher in the Rye, The Hunger Games, The Lord of the Flies,
what?
Fahrenheit.
All those are banned?
Oh my God, you know what's a funny banned one is Hop on Pop. And one of the reasons is because it encourages abuse against your father. That's literally what it said.
This is so interesting. I'm going to have to look into this. Maybe I'll read a few.
Oh, I went down a rabbit hole on that Facebook post after I saw that a few weeks ago. I was like, wait, banned books?
Who's banning them? I'm confused. Now what does this mean, actually?
Like some are other countries or like maybe some schooling systems that have like tighter rules.
Gotcha.
So it's not that they're like taken off the shelves and you're like not allowed to have them. They're just not like kid friendly, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Fun. Well, I'm here for that entire fall hang because as it gets colder and kind of tying it back to that one third place episode we did, we have to find our third places. A bookstore could easily become your third place.
That's a great one.
Good shout.
Love that.
Yeah. I could easily become one of the Starbucks Barnes & Noble people because we've all seen them. People that sit there for like 6 hours.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Next on my fall favorites, I'm going to switch it to the fashion route. I'm very much loving the preppy style vibes lately. I have like this black skirt that literally looks like my high school uniform that I've just been wearing nonstop and I just literally love. Any like skirts, either with tights, no tights, knee-high boots, loving blazers. Just like all the preppy looks. Also, I really love Uggs and I want to buy the mini Uggs, but I just can't get myself to do it. So yeah, I just love the Ugg moment that's going on too. Just here for all the fall fashion.
So don't worry. I will do the honors and tell Connor that that's what you want for Christmas.
Yeah.
What size?
A size 8 and a tan. I want tan. I want the tan minis, maybe the platform. Not like sold on the platform. It can be the regular height too. But yeah, some mini Uggs will do. That'd be great.
They're really nice for like quick errands, running into the grocery store, the bank, yoga.
Yeah. They're so cute.
I was lucky enough to somehow... I have thrifted 3 pairs of Uggs now. No minis, but I have like a taller, like the knitted ones that are gray, short blacks and short browns, but they're all for sale at New Wave. But it's kind of one of those items, like if no one buys them, they're mine.
Yeah.
And then I just put them on until the next week.
Well, also, I think I maybe shouted this on here too before, but the amazing thing about Uggs is that you can send them in to get resold with like fresh wool because they have like a reuse, reduce, recycle program. So you could like send in ones that you've thrifted. I think it's like $50 and just get new soles. So they're like fluffy and crisp and new.
Oh, like the inside
soles. The insides. Yeah.
Ooh, that is a pro tip.
So they want to keep them out and in the market forever. So they'll like swap them out for you. I saw a Facebook ad about that and I was like, that is the kind of ads that I want to see. Like, I love that.
I think we're going to start seeing more big brands like that, like trying to keep their actual products in circulation, because I think they started realizing like either they're going to do it or a reseller is going to do it for them. So they're like, well, we might as well just like continue to make money on our own products.
Mm-hmm. And there's something like Patagonia, the brand, they do something too. I think they have a repair. If anything you've ever bought from them, if it breaks or if there's a hole in it, I think they repair it for free. I'll have to check on that.
Oh, any other fashion moments, fall things that you really love?
No, I mean, definitely the Birkenstock clogs too. I think they're really cute, but they're sold out and you can't get them anywhere. So this is good for my wallet. Like, I'm loving all these moments, but cannot find them anywhere. So I'll just be watching from the sidelines.
Yeah. Those trends come so fast. You just have to be so on top of it.
I literally had a pair in my cart like a month ago and just forgot. And then, of course, they're just so back ordered.
Okay. If you could only have one, Birkenstocks or Uggs?
Oh my God. It's like you asked me something really serious. I can't think. Probably the Uggs, because it's going to start snowing here. And then I don't think I can wear the Birkenstocks because I'll be like stepping in snow.
Agreed.
They have a very short shelf life. Like, it's just a very quick amount of time that you can wear them. But I do like, I would like that for like running errands and stuff. But I think the mini Uggs will be better.
More practical for us Midwest gals.
For us Midwesterners, trekking out here in the parking lots and on the streets.
Yeah. My two fall things that I know... Scarves are so basic, but I am a scarf and beanie girl to the day I die. Like, if there's one thing about me, I will wear a beanie every day. I just don't love doing my hair. It's like claw clips when it's not beanie season, and then it turns beanie season. I've got a beanie on every day.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so... I don't know if I've ever seen you in a beanie, hardly.
When I remember that I like beanies, I just wear them. I wear them nonstop because they just make your head so warm and they're so cozy. I have a beanie from New Wave. I have the green one.
Cute.
And then I have the Into Light one that our friend Sid sent us. And last year, I think I wore that thing nonstop. But I don't think I don't post a lot of pictures in them because not all beanies flatter my head, but like feeling wise, like they all are amazing. But sometimes I'm like, oh, I look interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of, I feel like sunglasses, beanies, and hats in general, if you overanalyze it and you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, I look insane.
Yeah.
But when you see someone else wearing a hat, a beanie, sunglasses, you think nothing of it. You're just like, oh, they're cool. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But it like feels weird sometimes.
Yeah.
Because that's how I am with sunglasses. Like beanies now, I'm like, oh, this is me. I was made to wear a beanie. I don't think I look weird. I'm all on board. But literally today, I was at a thrift store, tried putting on sunglasses, and I was like, this is insane. I look so weird.
Yeah.
You guys can scroll. I bet you find one picture of me in the 1,500 photos I've ever posted in sunglasses. I never wear them. I want to. I want to be a sunglass girl.
That's funny. Yeah. Not all beanies and not all sunglasses are built for everyone. Like sometimes the sag on the back ratio is like too much or it's not enough and it's just like pointing up. I'm like, we need like the perfect sag. We need the perfect amount like on the forehead. Like if it's too low, it's like covering your eyebrows. I'm like, my eyebrows are gone. Like the one from Into Light was perfect. Fit my head amazing.
Agreed. Because otherwise I feel like if it looks like a condom when it's just like sticking straight up, that's, I can't unsee that.
No, I know. So we'll see if I get into the beanies this year. But at home, yes, 1,000%.
If I will shout a big business, but I think Urban Outfitters and Free People, they always have the best beanies year after year. That's pretty much where all mine come from.
Okay, nice. That's a good tip.
They're pretty good. Okay, rolling into the next one. Yeah, the other week we were talking about Baz and how we were a little unsure about the Baz. But when I was at the Cottonwood, they had their hot tub still open out on the pool deck. And I was like, you know what? Why not? It's Tuesday afternoon at 2:00. This was after I had my meltdown. My mom and I got brunch. I was like, I'm going to get in the hot tub. And it was amazing. It was a very different vibe than the bath. I loved it. I didn't have to heat it up. I could just get in when I wanted. It stayed hot the whole time, but the air is like crispy up top. So I feel like that balances out the like overheating that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could just read. I had like my arms on the side and I was reading. This is kind of nice. I can hear the birds out here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say hot tubs over baths.
What's your recommendation for how to enjoy a hot tub? Is it booking a hotel probably this fall?
Find a rich friend.
Yeah.
Or we can all go. My dad and his wife got a new hot tub installed, but they're like a pain because they bought it and it's huge, right? And their backyard like goes down. So it took like 10 dudes to like shimmy this hot tub like around the house, get it installed. But now it's kicking. They love it. So party at my dad's house.
That's fun. I know. I do love a good hot tub in the fall. or like at night. Actually, that's such a good shout. Last October, we were in a hot tub in like the Pacific Northwest, just looking up at the stars and just having like the best conversations with my friends. I'm like, that's a core memory for sure. So I can get behind the hot tub during fall.
Cause it's like you can actually enjoy being outside in the cold without feeling cold.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Kind of like the bonfire, but sometimes the bonfire, like, you know, if you get too close, then like the embers come and it's a little scary. I've had a few sweatpants where like an ember landed on it and like burnt a hole through it.
Mm-hmm. No, that definitely happened to me. I guess that can be my next shout because I did write down bonfires. Look out.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I just love a good bonfire outside. I have a solo stove. So if you guys ever seen like those ads for solo stoves, they're 100% worth it, in my opinion. It like makes the fire less smoky so you don't smell as bad. But yeah, me and Connor have like a projector that we put outside. We'll like watch sports or like watch a movie and do like a little fire. But you saying that about the embers is so true because we had the fire at Under Canvas and I literally got burnt on my arm from an ember because I was sitting where the embers are blowing. And I'm doing Fashion Pass right now, so I'm renting clothes and I rented a dress and I'm like, oh my God, did this land on the dress? I haven't looked yet because it was like completely dark outside, but there might be a hole in one of my dresses because like the embers kept coming at me and then I finally was smart enough to move. But if you're going to do a bonfire, be safe because that's kind of scary.
Yeah, it sucks if you've got a new good item on.
Yeah.
I'm glad we brought up this very important disclaimer for bonfires.
But also with bonfires, s'mores, I just love s'mores. I don't want them all the time, but when you get one, they're so good. So delicious.
Has a company made vegan marshmallows yet?
You know, I feel like I'm always finding new things. So maybe.
Even when I was a kid, the marshmallow part, I love the graham cracker. I love the chocolate, but I want like 1 millimeter of marshmallow, like just enough to make it stick. But like getting all that marshmallow in my mouth, like it's way too much.
Right. That was kind of funny because that's exactly what Mitch, the New Zealander, said. He had never had a s'more before. And he's like, it's good, but the proportions are off. Like we need more of this, less of this. Like, and I'm like, honestly, you're not wrong. Like why are the marshmallows so big? Like I don't need that so much big fluff. Like I want more chocolate. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can agree with that.
Dude, imagine like a little peanut butter layer in there.
Wait, that's funny you said that too, because other people Under Canvas were like, oh yeah, at home we do like Reese's peanut butter cups as like the chocolate. So they'll do like graham cracker, Reese's peanut butter cup, marshmallow, Reese's peanut butter cup, graham cracker. I was like, oh,
that is smart because it's brilliant. Still like flat like that.
Yeah. So
changing the game. Any other foods, fall foods, while we're on the topic?
Yeah. Are there any fall foods you're loving?
Soups, man. Still on my soup kick.
Mm-hmm.
Soup and tea.
Which kind of
banana
soups?
Bread. See, my mom's just amazing. And she used to make me like desserts all the time and she'd drop them off. And I was like, Mom, I love this, but I can only eat so much dessert. And if you're going to put in the time and effort, would you make me like actual meals? Because I hardly cook and I'm really bad at eating meals. So that would be like super, super helpful. And she was like, wait, yes, of course, like soups. And I was like, yeah, soups, pastas, casseroles, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So last week she made probably like 10 servings of like a creamier potato-y one with like coconut milk and then more of a orangey stew-ish, you know, with like the squashes, corns, that type of thing. And then a red sauce pasta with some fresh vegetables. And suddenly I am behind meal prepping because I have spent literally $0 on groceries in the last week because of her dropping all of this off. And I'm like, wait, I understand because you're out doing stuff all day. You come home, the meal prep's already done. You put it on the stove.
Yeah.
So easy.
You're behind your mom meal prepping.
Yeah. Not me. Goodness, no.
Not me. No, I think me and Connor keep saying we need to find a crock pot. Like we know someone in the family has an extra one. Like there's one out there. We got to find it. But we want a crock pot for that exact reason because you just throw all the stuff in there and you come home and it's done.
It's so nice. Oh yeah, like my chili I was making the other week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's on my to-do list is to find a crock pot. Like I don't think I need to go buy one. I think they're just like, it's an obligation in an American household to have like 2 crock pots for some reason. Maybe 3. I feel like there's one out there. So we're going to find one. So yeah. But I would love to start getting on the chilies or get on the soup game. Other foods I love right now, making pumpkin cold cream cold brew at home. I don't even know what it's called, but love that right now. Baked brie is very much a fall thing that I love with raspberry jalapeno jam. Very fall, very delicious. Love a good caramel apple. I don't make them at home. I'll just like buy one and like be good for the whole season. So I just need one. And then...
No, that's actually... Yeah. Okay. So much of the fall stuff is like one
and done.
once more.
I need one
caramel apple, one pumpkin.
It's not because I'm like, I don't want to be like fat. I want to be skinny. No, it's just like literally I just need one. Like my craving is just one and done. But pumpkin cream cold brews, I can have like 10 of those. But yeah, the baked brie, I just need one of those. Like I just need to go to one dinner party, one friend's bachelor watching party and just like eat one of those. And then squashes. Just love a good spaghetti squash right now. And I have been wanting to try that butternut squash mac and cheese recipe that was like going viral on TikTok. So I'll stay tuned on that. But spaghetti squash is just like the easiest meal. You just bake it and then you like take a fork, fluff up the spaghetti squash, put some tomato sauce on it, and there you go. It's like so easy and delicious.
Last year I had my spaghetti squash moment and it's over.
Yeah.
It kind of like, I don't know, I overdid it and suddenly I'm freaked out a little bit.
You're like,
I'm like, is it a brain? I don't know.
Like, why does it look like spaghetti? It's not. Oops.
But it is good and it is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, like if my mom meal prepped me 10 spaghetti squashes, would I eat them? Yes.
Right.
It's just me actually making these things is where it goes wrong.
That's where you draw the line.
Piggybacking off of those foods, I went out to this cute little farm stand. We were also talking on here about how we need to be better at getting local produce from these farm stands. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I found this cute little thing on Instagram. It's called the Perennial Homestead. It's like a little bit north of Omaha. This family has a farm. So with all the produce from their farm, and they also have honey, jams, little pumpkins and gourds. And then you just Venmo them or put money in the box. It's all on the honor system. And I love that. I was like, wait, mom, can I make New Wave an honor system store? Like people can just come in, Venmo me, and I'll just be out living my life. This is great. But my mom and I drove out there and it was so cute and wholesome. So loved doing that.
Yay. That's always a good reminder is to try and support the local farmers markets. Yeah, I guess some other quick things I'm loving this fall. I really like Halloween. I think it's very fun. I think I do have a Halloween costume that I'm going to do this year. So I'm very excited for that. I'm going to start ordering some things, hopefully today. I don't know. Also along the Halloween vibes, I'm definitely going to rewatch the classic Disney movies, the Halloween ones. So Hocus Pocus. I actually watched that last year, so that's still kind of fresh. Maybe I'll skip that one, but for sure I need to rewatch the Halloween Town movies. There's like four, and I have not watched any of those in so long, so that's going to be on my to-do list. And maybe I'll even throw in Twitches because I loved Sister Sister. That's the one with Tia and Tamara, and they're like witches. So if I have time, I'm going to do that one too, but I'm for sure prioritizing rewatching the Halloween Towns. Like, I think that's just going to get me in the spirit.
I love that. You've always been a Halloween girl.
Yeah.
Ever since I've known you, your costumes, they're always popping off.
Oh my God, thank you.
Always something different.
I don't know. I'm not here for like the creepiness of Halloween. Like definitely not that vibe, but I think it's just fun to get creative. And I like trying to do stuff that's like hasn't been done as much before. So that's always fun for me.
Shout out to your Poison Ivy. I'll never forget.
Yeah. That one's not as original, but that one that we did together, throwback. Yeah. I have no words.
We definitely told that. Go back to an episode last fall. We told the whole story.
That's like my worst Halloween costume ever. But for coordinating wise, like you and me coordinating as like DC characters, like that's a 10 out of 10. Execution sure. For me, 4 out of 10. 3.5 out of 10.
Are you big on the group costumes or like the couple, you know, doing the family thing?
I think it's always good if you can do that. I feel like it ups the ante a little bit. Like it makes it a lot more impressive, but I don't think I'll have a group to like do a group thing with. As you get older, it's slowly,
you, Connor, and Margot.
Yeah, it gets less and less people. Oh, I haven't thought about making Margot part of this. It's just for sure going to be me and Connor. That's good. Let me see if I can think of a way. I always love like seeing the TikToks of like people dressing up their dogs and them. Like I saw a girl be Gru and she has 8 wiener dogs and they were all minions and I was screaming. It was amazing. It was so
That's
funny.
Cute.
So
did you say she has 8 wiener dogs?
Yes, 8 wiener dogs. I don't know. She's like been on my For You page a lot recently and I'm here for it. I'm like, I don't know who this lady is, why she has 8 dogs, but they're adorable.
Wow. Okay. Anything else?
No, I think I actually said all of mine. No. So I think I'm good. Oh, last thing that I love for fall is listening to like fall music. I never listened to like Leon Bridges or the Lumineers, but like this time of the year, I'm their number one fan, like playing all those kind of vibes. So just like when I'm working from home or like working at my computer or driving, those are just like that type of vibe for music is just very much getting me into the fall season.
Okay. You saying that, I was going to say my next one is I love creating content in the fall. And I just realized that music is very melancholy. And I recently discovered that I think that that's like my natural state. Like I'm just a very melancholy person. Like it's really hard to get me like super excited and amped up. But I also like I just stay like pretty in the middle. Mm-hmm. And I was reading this excerpt about how like other people think melancholy people are like sad. And I'm like, no, I'm not sad. Like I'm just chilling. And fall kind of has a melancholy vibe, mm-hmm. you know, like the summer is so like exciting and it's like go, go, go. And there's like so much happening. And then the fall, like it's not that the fall is sad. Like it's just melancholy.
Yeah.
It's slowing down. The music's melancholy. Like I love the more like muted colors.
The sun setting earlier. There's, yeah, like you said, less going on. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, like it's cozy. To where, for me, I mean, minus the holiday parts, like then I feel like I get like sad in the winter. But like the fall is like the blissful part before that.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally.
Yeah. Okay, any final fall shouts you have?
Nope, I think that'll do it.
Yay. Well, I hope that we get to tap into the all these things before it gets freezing, like you just said. I think that's like, I used to love fall. It used to be my favorite season, but I think it just reminds me that like winter's coming and
mm-hmm.
I think I am supposed to be in a warm place. Like I am a Pisces. I think I just need to be by a beach or like an ocean. So I don't know. Fall also just reminds me that I'm going to be miserable for like 4 months.
Yeah, same. And for me, it's not even so much like the November, December, because like things are kind of still happening. The weather's not that bad. It's like January, February when I'm like, for what at this point? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
It's just freezing. There's no cute snow for like Christmas. New Year's is gone. Now I'm just starting on my resolutions and like, here we go.
I don't know. Like I remember 2020 winter being just like so awful and boring. But last winter, I feel like, I don't know what I did, but I got through it and I feel like it flew by and I wasn't honestly too upset about it. So I need to figure out what I did last year and just do that again. So, but yeah, that was our fall favorites, you guys. Let us know which ones you'll be participating in over on our Instagram. Leave us a comment.
Amazing. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye. Bye. Hey guys, thanks so much again for listening to another episode. We seriously appreciate all the love and support. And to show our appreciation, Allison's going to announce a giveaway that we have going on, and she's going to tell you how you can get entered.
All right. What you can win is a big PR box full of all of these awesome products. There will be something in there for everyone. In order to get entered, there are two things you can do. One is to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Make sure to send a screenshot of that to our Instagram. That way we know you left that review. Or you can put something up on your Instagram story, whether that's a screenshot of the podcast episode you're listening to, a quote that you resonated with, and tag us so that we can make sure to see it. And then we will put you into our chart of your name and we will draw at the end of the year.
As always, if you guys want to stay connected with us, you can join our Facebook group, Already Friends Podcast Friend Squad. You can also join our Patreon page, patreon.com/alreadyfriends. It's $5 a month for a bonus episode every single month with access to our entire backlog of bonus episodes. Guys, so many good topics there. So go check that out. And yeah, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.